Welcome to the Newspaper Review in association with GKFX. I'm here with Tony Cross, who's CEO at Mon Communications. How are you today, Tony?
Very well, Zach, very well. A bit wet, but...
Probably in a better state than I am, actually, given what we just heard. Right, let's have a look at the headlines that you brought in. Rio Tinto on a mountain of woes from the African bribe scandal. And that was in the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
Is there anything new here on the bribe and Africa mining sector type?
I think the angle that caught my eye here is obviously the banks have been very much in the crosshairs of late as a fertile point of additional revenue for certain regulators. And I think the concern is, are the miners next up, just as they're shaking off the woes of 2015, 2016, starting to get themselves sorted? You see stories like this coming out. Obviously, big news last week with the two senior departures from Rio Tinto. Does this now pave the way for a protracted spell? Obviously, we've got BHP with that, along with Vale, with that mine burst in South America to contend with. You know, this does seem as if the sector is out of the frying pan and very much into the fire.
Right, so it is the regulators who are the bogey people.
I think that is that is the big concern now. That and of course the view that a number of investors are taking. You know, the more diligent view a number of investors are taking on wanting a whiter than white portfolio. Or as white as possible for portfolio, and news like this is going to send them running for safer havens.
Okay, let's go to the next slide. Snap Cash, what could that possibly refer to?
It's a story that I just love. We hear about these unicorns, and of course now the decacorns. Those companies that on paper are believed to be worth in excess of $10 billion, and Snapchat, instant messaging app, is last week announced that, or didn't announce, that it was lining up for a float, because companies with under a billion of revenues in the US can do a private filing. They haven't got to disclose this publicly. So I just love the idea that a company that believes it's worth $25 billion has such little revenue that it can actually file for the IPO under the radar. So, I think it says a lot about the bit of legislation that sits behind this. I mean, if you look at the numbers for Snapchat, they are impressive. But obviously, they need to start monetizing those users. So 140 million users a day, but last year they only made $57 million in revenue. You know, they need to find a way of eking a little bit out of...
Or not. I mean, it's just, these days we buy the idea. We buy the name, we buy the brand. It doesn't have to make money. I mean, that's the new paradigm.
The new paradigm is that you open a bar, give away all the beer, the bar's rammed to the gills, and it's deemed a raging success.
That's a good idea, actually. Try and do that myself. Okay, all right. So, and then Rolls-Royce, I mean, that was also a company which had a bit of the bribe situation alleged.
It did, and they've had a horrific run in terms of, what do they have? They managed 5 profit warnings in about 15 months, I think, didn't they? And, you know, the worst appeared to be behind them. But then you have, and what appealed to me about this headline, especially in light of the Snapchat story, was the fact that all of a sudden you have this problem, there's new accounting practices that they're having to adopt, which are going to make their figures look pretty horrific. And then you have questions being asked over the structure of the business. They admit they're selling their plane engines at a loss, but they come tied with maintenance contracts, so they make the money back there. And, you know, they're saying, look, the long term's fine. We're going to turn this around. You know, but it'll be the likes of Rolls-Royce who get all the grief. You know, all the a lot of the downside will turn up there. When you see on the flip side companies like Snapchat with nothing behind them except a great idea, but the risks that they face in terms of regulation, in terms of changing consumption habits for this kind of media, and indeed changing technology, are just so vast. Yet there's little old Rolls-Royce going to take a pasting on the exactly the same thing.
It's a real business. It does real things. It's not just in the air?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
It's really unfair. It is unfair, and also the message on the whole, I mean, from what you're saying today, really, is the regulators have just gone out of control. I mean, they are, if they're that clever, they should be setting up their own, clean, whiter than white businesses rather than picking on other people.
Well, I think, this is an interesting point that I heard last week in terms of the, what Brexit means, what the Trump presidency means, is the fact that regulators are, in the UK and in the US, are going to be told, I believe, quite frankly, to get back in their boxes. It has gone too far. It's become too anti-business.
That was the whole purpose of the first place. But I mean, we've had 30 years of regulators. They've achieved nothing apart from become an added cost on business, which is the best part of it. The worst part of it actually maybe destroyed some businesses. And they obviously didn't prevent the global financial crisis either. So if there's anybody watching out there from a regulator, I'd love you to come in here and justify what you've done, because I don't think you can. Is that your final offer?
Yeah, what I would like to think could come out of this is that investors can all be activists, can understand the importance of what investing really means in terms of stewardship and thinking about the bigger picture, so people can take the honest decision. Well, there's Rolls-Royce. They've got factories. They're employing lots of people. They have they do or don't have a solid revenue stream going forward. Should I buy them versus getting caught up on the back of another tech bubble? Okay, so if you look at the three big social media floats so far, two have gone higher, one's lower. This is no guarantee of success from being in the very enviable position that the founders have got themselves into. But this isn't a one-way street from here, and I just hope that investors can see the bigger picture and where they can get real value for themselves.
We shall see. Tony Cross, CEO at Monk Communications, thank you very much for a very lively newspaper review.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.